From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, Dodgers lose to Washington. They're 11-8. Is not what we expected from the Dodgers, but here they are, 11-8. It's early, and they're playing well. Look, they've been hitting the ball pretty well, but Tyler Glasnow gets hit pretty big tonight.
Right,
and
Bobby Miller's hurt. Yeah, I mean, you got a lot going on.
You know, it just goes to show you that when you build a team and you spend a lot of money, right? What spending money buys you is it buys you contention. It doesn't buy you championships. Because at any time we see teams get hot, 85 win teams get in. But what spending money does is, okay, this buys you contention. When you have players that are better than anybody else's, you're going to be in contention all the way through the end of the season. Maybe it shows up wins and losses. Maybe it doesn't because, you know, that's baseball, Susan.
Yeah.
But as far as it goes, that's really, remember, that's what the Dodgers bought. The Dodgers have bought contention by spending all this money on Ohtani and Yamamoto and everybody else. That's what they bought. They didn't buy a championship. They bought contention.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, it's a 162-game season, right? Like we talk about in the NBA, and we always want to truncate things and condense, you know, these harsh parts of the season, right? The old Lovie Smith in the NFL. All right, it's four-game seasons. How are we doing that after the first quarter and then at halftime and whatever else? And for Major League Baseball, it's a marathon. Oral Hershiser, your best friend, he was on with Petros and Money earlier today on our flagship AM 570 LA Sports.
That guy Jace is not filling in, is he? No. All right, I'll come on with you guys then.
And I'll come on. But yeah, so he goes, you start your season by saying, all right, we're going to lose 60 games. How we're going to lose them? Don't know. When we're going to lose them? Don't know. It's what you do with the other 100. And I think that's a pretty decent philosophy to have. Now, not if you're betting the over-under, because, I mean, look, you needed more than that if you were going down to Dodger Town. But I think that philosophy is good. You take your lumps early. You figure out where the holes are on the roster. You're hopeful for healthy returns for a couple of pitchers. And, again, there's that dangerous word hope that we talk about so much. But you're expecting that some of your secondary hitters are going to pick up for you on nights where your stars don't. And look, go back to yesterday's game. They walk 14 bleeping guys in one baseball game. That's as many runs as the White Sox have this season.
Yeah, dude. I mean, seriously. I mean, when you talk about that quote about everybody's going to win 60 games and lose 60 games, for the White Sox, it's, well, we're going to lose the first 60 games. What are we going to do after that? That's, what do we do after that when we're 2-62? What counts? But you guys, I mean, I just think about this, because this is something that just blows me away, is that the White Sox are 2-14. They have scored 34 runs this year. 34 runs in 16 games. Okay, the team with the second most runs in Major League Baseball has scored 15 more than that. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, this is like 2 runs a game, man. Like, this is like all-time one of the worst offenses in baseball history so far. It's like back in the dead ball era. It's like we're in 1913 when, hey, Ty Cobb led the American League in home runs with 3. Wow, what a big year that was for the home run. I remember those 3 home runs. Oh, the chase to get to Ty Cobb. The chase to get to 3 for Ty Cobb.
but yeah, like everybody wringing their hands, like, oh, it's all going to hell. It's like, it's April 15th, man.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
tax day. It's Jackie Robinson day. We're barely started. Yeah. They wrapped up a federal investigation in less than 3 weeks. Mm. Everything's good. Yeah. You're in bonus territory. Rob Manfred's going to declare April 16th Shohei Ohtani day. We exonerate you altogether. Yeah. Nothing to see here.
We're going to make this go away really, really fast. That's how we're going to do it. But speaking of baseball, really quick, because we talked about John Sterling, Yankee announcer, who is retiring immediately, 85 years old, 3 generations of Yankee fans watched him and listened to him growing up and listened to him do games. It's an amazing day to look back at his career. But there's a lot of people that haven't really heard a lot other than just the highlights. Because everybody knows, right, John Sterling's voice. You've heard his highlight for years. You've heard Susan Waldman for years. And, you know, the games they do together, I'm going to try to explain what it's like to listen to John Sterling and Susan Waldman do a game. Because it's so awkwardly entertaining, I can't even tell you. Because, yeah, there's the John Sterling, just that's baseball, Susan. But, like, here's what it is. It's like if you went to a wedding and the groom's parents were married for a long time but got divorced about 10 years ago, right? That's what it is. They were married for a long time, but they got divorced about 10 years ago. And you meet them and you talk to them, and they're putting up a really good front because, hey, they're here. They're united. They're here for their kid's wedding. They don't want to cause a scene, anything else. But you could just tell in a little bit of the conversations you hear, there was a couple of glances. There was one kind of biting bit of criticism here. There was one little snappy comeback here when you see them talking to each other. That's what it's like to listen to John Sterling and Susan Waldman do a baseball game together. They were married forever, but they've been divorced for a while, and now they're back together working. And hey, we got it. The game is the most important thing.
Yep.
Tell me what's going on. We got to paint the picture for everybody. You just
microphone's going to come. You got to give a speech. Oh no, what the hell is he going to say?
Just sometimes the way they talk to each other, like they say, those people I know. Oh yeah, you know, hey, no, it was great. We were married. We're both happy now that we've moved on. And hey, you know, yes, we can get along for the sake of the children and all these things. Like that's really what it was like. If I could put what listening to a game is, that's what it is.
No, that's a pretty good. I think it's a pretty good analysis of it, right?
You know what? When Joe Torre retired, when Joe Torre retired from the Yankees. as manager. Like, he was there for so long, and he'd known John Sterling for so long, and Susan Waldman is doing the story. Like, I think the story broke, like, during I forget when the story broke, but I think they were on the air with it. The Tory was stepping down. Might have been in the exhibition season. I forget. Or it was his retirement press conference was coming up, and they were doing the game that night. And so they're doing the game, and Susan Waldman is talking about Joe Torre's career, and she's kind of getting choked up about it. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get through it. I'm trying to get through it. She's like, oh, yeah. And John Sterling's not saying anything. And Susan Waldman at one point just stops and goes, I don't know why I'm like this. He's your friend. What is that? He's your friend. I don't know. I'm like, what is going on in this booth? Well, I don't know what's happening. Like, obviously, yeah, she's emotional talking about it. Everybody gets it. Look, you hear that. You understand somebody's for real. And Susan Waldman is incredibly entertaining to listen to do a game. Really is. My dad, who hates all play-by-play announcers, hates this guy stinks. Oh, but, you know, he had, I think my dad had the, I mean, when Tim McCarver was doing games, my dad would like think about how is he still doing game? Tim McCarver. But like, he loves listening to Susan Waldman, and he loves listening or loves listening to John Sterling. Always says great things about them. And I'm like, and so that's one thing to tell you. But just to hear her, she's very emotional. He's your friend. I'm like, oh wow, this is like I've walked in on a private moment. Like when you walk outside and at a party and two people are talking, really, you go, oh, I'm just gonna head back inside. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to disturb you guys. And you go back inside and go, hey, you know who's outside? It looked like they're fighting. I don't know what's going on outside. Can you see him outside? I can't really see anymore.
Yeah, it's the you invited that guy in, right? Think about our business. Yeah. I got a friend. He's gonna come on and talk about it. It's like, yeah, that guy, huh? Or woman or whatever. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, well, it's 12 minutes, right?
You invited that guy? Well, yeah, kind of, I guess. Sorry, won't do it anymore. It's done. Absolutely.
That's good for that 12 minutes. But you know what? We're not inviting him back. Let me know when I'm off. When you're off next, you know? Kind of but yeah, no, like some of the greatest back and forth. And that's what happens over years, right? With anything, that comfort. And you know, it dissipates in a minute. I mean, pull back the curtain. There are times you and I get after it in a segment and towards the end and look at each other like, all right, screw you, buddy. And then we laugh about something in the 5 minutes of the break and you get back after. Yeah. Right? That's just the way it works. For them, you probably, you know, take that, the old Spinal Tap, turn it to 11.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Like you knew it was never going to get really insanely crazy, but you knew like maybe it's just the working close with somebody for so long where they're, you know, you certain things and certain habits are you know, wind up, ah, that grinds on me a little. But that's kind of what it was like. But it was fun. It's fun to listen to that because, like, okay, I feel like I'm listening to something real, and it's not so awkward, but you know, they know each other and they care about each other. It's just a different way to listen, and there's different ways to have chemistry. Different ways to stand out. Like, who does everybody say has the best booth now? It's the Mets, right? It's because Ron Darling is great, and he's so knowledgeable, and he's so effortless, and Keith Hernandez just doesn't care, you know, so he's
no,
great.
Right.
Whether he's sleeping or not, I'm not showing up, I'm going to say this. So, you know, it's a different thing. It's an experience. It doesn't always need to be, hey, you know the most about baseball, you're this guy, you're buttoned down, you know all the stats, you can be a smooth guy. Look, like, was John Sterling smooth? No, he's got the Giancarlo Di Munasepualo and a Judgian blast and all rise and all that, but it's funny and it's entertaining, and sometimes we forget that it's not always about telling me what's going on, because I can see what's going on, right? I can see it. It's great that you're telling me, hey, that was a breaking pitch away in the dirt. I can see it's a breaking pitch away in the dirt. Like, hey, Phil Sims, I can see that. You know, this is when the pitcher, you know, holds the ball a different way when he wants to throw a curveball. Don't he want? There's a two-seam fastball, and then there's a four-seam fastball. Let me show you what that's like on here. Like, I don't. But the entertainment factor of listening to people, especially in baseball, when there's lulls in between pitches and it's sitting back and watching and being entertained by watching a game. And now baseball is one of those sports that really, you talk about how the bounce back of baseball is that it's become a sport now that people can multitask and do other things while they're watching it. And that's a big thing. It's a big thing. Say, hey, I'm going to watch a game. And guess what? I'm going to online shop on my iPad while I watch this game. And I'm going to listen because I'm kind of half paying attention. I can look up and see what I want to see. If it's a double down the line, it's a double down the line. That's great. I don't need to know that that's the third curveball he's hit for a double in the last month. But just baseball, it's just be someone that people like to listen to hear you talk. And that's always been John Sterling, no matter what, whether it's over the top or whether he's being, you know, throwing you some story that's insane. He knows how to keep you entertained. And whether it's from whether you're listening intently, if you're an active listener where you're watching, you're listening and trying to pick up all these things, or if you're a passive listener where it's, hey, I'm listening to the game and I know what's going on. Maybe I don't know what the count. Maybe I think the count is 1-2, but it's 2-2. But you're telling me something that's entertaining, and that's an art that's kind of gotten lost. And the push to, hey, just make me laugh or make me think or make me do anything while I'm watching or listening to a baseball game, because I can pick up what I need from watching it. It's not football. It's not basketball. Hey, this, that's why this play happened right here, or this play right at this play. It's different, and it's a different animal and a different kind of talent to be able to do that in baseball.
Well, and I think that's the beauty of it, right? Again, owing to the history that we celebrate of the game, and look, Sterling's one of those last guys of that generation. Like, you know, how they celebrate Bob Uecker in Milwaukee when he can do a game and feels like it, which has got to be the greatest job in the world. You feel like doing the ball game today? Nah, I think I'm going to stay home. Okay, cool. We'll sub in. And then the next day, hey, Bob, you feel like doing the game today? Yeah, I think I'll come in. Okay, cool. Bob's going to come in, guys. We got Bob. Look, that's the deal he's got with the Brewers right now. But it's the last of those guys that have been telling us stories for years. And think about being in New York and the battles, you know, with the Red Sox or whatever. But just being in New York, the number of people that have come up through that booth, that have been around the Yankees, the players, the pageantry, and the rock star, you know, being there for all of Jeter's run and everything else, that there's just so much that you can weave into telecasts and never tell all the stories, right? It's like Vin Scully for all the years with the Dodgers. Just when you thought you'd heard them all, it's like, hey, did I ever tell you this story from 1972 when a young, you know, bushy-eyebrowed Bill Buckner? It's like, wait, what? You know, stuff like that. So, like, that's the beauty of Sterling, you know, and that booth and Susan Waldman for all these years. Like one name, one stat that, you know, one of their assistants in the booth gives them can suddenly yield a treasure trove of stories that, you know, maybe you heard them, but it might have been 20 years ago. So it's a brand new audience and a generational bonding moment.
Well, that's baseball, Susan. That's what it is.
I mean, that's a pretty good summary statement.
It is. It is. Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, believe it or not, the new versions of Steph Curry and Draymond Green are about to hit the WNBA. Meanwhile, one sport's biggest moment of the year was this weekend, and, oh boy, wasn't that great? That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
Live from the TireRack.com studios, where the WNBA draft in the books. Caitlin Clark goes number one overall to the Indiana Fever. She'll play her first game tomorrow at noon.
Feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that, but we're still in school. Doesn't matter. You're getting drafted. But I have a final tomorrow, and I have a 500-level final in my communications class. Does it really matter? You just got drafted. No, I guess you're right. I guess I can skip that now. Just always weird. Here's it, you know, because school is still going. It's not like football where, hey, the draft is the end of this month, but anybody going in the draft left college, you know, 4 months ago to start training for the draft. So it's not like they're all, hey, I'm still in school, still going to classes. Or maybe you're attending remotely. I don't know. So it's kind of weird just to see this, hey, that some people can go to the dining hall at 6 o'clock and then go home and tune in and watch the WNBA draft.
Well, and just like that, you're a member of a new professional league.
Oh,
it's funny how that works.
You know, it's also funny that everybody that wants to say, oh, Caitlin Clark, and what's she going to bring to the WNBA, and are people going to follow her, and are people going to do this? Is she still going to be big news? People are saying this, and I hear this from a lot of hosts, while every day something different is happening with Caitlin Clark, and she's making news on it. She's on SNL. It's the biggest topic of the weekend. She was number one overall in the draft. It's the biggest topic of the night tonight, but no one's going to follow Caitlin Clark and watch. No. I think Caitlin Clark showed that people will follow her. There is a difference, all right? If you want to say that, hey, Caitlin Clark leaving women's college basketball, they're going to see a downtick. Yes, absolutely, 100%, because she's a big superstar. But I think there's such a big market for women's college basketball now that you're going to see the big games get over 10 million viewers, right? The semifinal, the national championship, because they've built something, and players we know about that we're going to watch the next couple of years. Like, they've built. But yeah, it's going to take a downtick. But are people suddenly going to just stop being interested in Caitlin Clark? Of course not. She's going to be on TV. She's going to be on national TV every night. WNBA, they're going to make headlines. What people forget is the WNBA is in the best slot in the world. It is a summer league that doesn't go up against a lot of other things to compete for your attention. It's the middle of the baseball season. Okay, great. It's the end of the NBA season. Okay, great. NBA season's over. WNBA starts. And yeah, teams come to training camp, but it's not like there's a lot of results. It's not like there's a lot of news every day out of NFL camps, because players don't play in the games, and you're relying on what you're hearing. You're still in an age of information. You're relying on what you hear from the games. Oh, so-and-so looked good in a 7-on-7 drill. Okay.
Sure.
For by and large, unless there's an injury, it's so regionalized, the NFL preseason now, because the games don't matter and nobody plays in the games anymore. So it's kind of like you look at college basketball. It's kind of regionalized a little bit, because I care about how Will McDonald is doing in his second year, as an edge rusher, more than, and nobody else in the league even knows who Will McDonald is, nor should they, because he's a guy that was a Jets first round pick that had a bad year last year. He's hoping to come back, but everybody's got stories like that. It's everything they want to take a look. It's not, hey, hey, how did Caleb Williams do, which is a national story. For the most part, that's what it is. So you're looking at a part of the calendar which is perfect. And you don't say, oh, we got to play in basketball season. Well, you know, I think Summer League does pretty well for the NBA. We see draft picks. You know, the NBA has free agency. They go to Summer League. Summer League does okay. We pay attention to it now. Certainly when bigger players are involved, we pay more attention to Summer League. And Wemby played last year, so it was a thing. But there's not a lot to compete for on the sports calendar during the WNBA season. So it's a big thing to have that area wide open, where at night, yeah, it's easy for me to decide I'm going to watch Caitlin Clark, right? Am I going to go? Because you know what? The big part, streaming shows still come out all the time, but do the big ones come out in the summer? No, they come out in the spring. They come out in the fall. They generally don't come out in the summer. So it's right. It's a part in the calendar where, hey, the path of least resistance is a good one. And so people forget that, okay, you know, it's going to be pretty easy to watch Caitlin Clark. And the minute she starts hitting shots from the logo or taking big threes, scoring 25 in a game, which is going to happen rather quickly, yeah, the WNBA is going to see a big uptick because Caitlin Clark is a superstar and people follow superstars wherever they go.
Well, just remember all the stuff that started to follow this year in college. How often did we ever talk about prop bets for women's basketball? But in the final, it was, well, you know, here we go. On one side, well, go back to the game against UConn, right? On one side, you got Beckers. She was 27.5 for her point total. Caitlin Clark was 33. Okay, let's go. Now we're betting assists. We're betting totals, all of those things. And so that means some of those eyeballs follow. Yeah, a lot of bettors make their bets and then come back and look at them later. They don't agonize for those 2 hours that the game's actually going on. They're only worried about final data points. But you get my point, is that, you know, some of those eyeballs, some of that, for good, bad, ugly, that part of things comes along with it. And live events still went out, right? The only thing you're going to have to compete with this summer is the Olympics. So you got that for a couple of weeks. But and we'll see what happens in terms of choices and who ends up playing, because Clark probably ends up on Team USA. So that may throw a wrench into some of this. I don't know if they built in the downtime for that or not. But the point just being, otherwise it's, you know, the remember 90210 or Saved by the Bell. Those were the first shows that actually had new episodes in summer. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have to watch. There's the Carosis, and there's Leah Remini at the beach or the Peach Pit during the summer. Look, they're all working at see what I did there? No, you know, Ernie Sabella is running around before he's singing Hakuna Matata.
Ernie Sabella.
Yeah, that's right.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Yeah. So are they monstrous numbers? Because that's the other thing, right? Coming off of the national title game, it's like, well, they're not going to achieve those. Like, no kidding. Yes, they're not going to have an 18 million viewing audience, but is it going to be up and around where a lot of these NBA games are, which is 800,000 to a million? I think for Caitlin Clark and company, yeah. For Angel Reese, for Cameron Brink, and other women that are entering the league today, yeah, they give it a nice injection of energy and viewership, because, you know, you got a lot of little girls and boys, for that matter, that got introduced to the women's game this year for the first time. And no doubt during the summer, after you've been running around at camps and everything all day, mom and dad are going to want to sit on their ass. And they're going to say, we're just going to watch the basketball.
Hey, so my uncle's trying to kill me, and my dad died in a big stampede. I don't know what to do. Oh, here's a song called No Worries for you. Just don't worry about it. No, but I got a lot on my mind. I don't know what to do. No, this song is called No Worries. You'll be fine.
Yeah, see, that was the animated equivalent of what happened in Top Gun after Goose died. Shut up and get back to work.
Goose is dead. I know. You got to let him go. He died like 20 minutes. I still have his blood on me. Ah, you got to let him go. Let him go. This movie's only an hour and 54 minutes long. All right? We can't have this full-long three-hour thing where you're worried about Goose, all right? And you need to get back up there, because eventually you're going to team up with Iceman. Yeah. No, I can't stand the guy. No, I've seen
we're
how
gonna,
this movie ends. It gets the end.
We're going
to
give you one quick montage where you're riding your motorcycle. That's it. You got to get back at it.
Exit out.
Go clear your head.
Exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. No, but just one more thing about this is that we've talked about Caitlin Clark and her impact in the WNBA is going to be she's going to be Steph Curry because that's her skill set. For everybody who's worried about, oh, we're going to teach a lesson to her, the other players are. Yeah, it's not like she's going to bring the ball up the court all the time, be hounded and be exhausted. No. She'll bring the ball up the court part of the time. Part of the time, she's going to come off of screens to get her shot. I'm pretty sure the Indiana Fever are going to be able to figure out some kind of offense to get things done. This is not Don Knotts in Andy Griffith and, you know, they're dropping the guns all the time and the police are just, I don't know what to do. I locked all the police guys in the jail. I don't know what to do. No, I think they know what they're doing. I think they're going to be able to figure out a way to get her the ball. We watched her come off of screen. It's not like the other teams didn't try to deny her the ball in college basketball. And she was still able to come off screens, take a step back, hit a shot. That's the kind of impact she's going to have. She's going to get her points. She's going to be a star. And I'll go one step further. Angel Reese is going to wind up being the Draymond Green of the WNBA. And it's both good and bad because, you know, she goes number 7 overall to Chicago. Chicago got Camille Cardoso well, so a great draft for them. Mm-hmm. She's a bit of a tweener. Right. And so with Angel Reese, it's she's got the energy, she's got the rebounding, she's got the defensive acumen, she's a leader. But offensively, yeah, she's a big in college, but the bigs in the WNBA are going to be bigger. She doesn't have a great polished offensive game. Just watched a couple of times they tried to give her the ball in the final minutes to win a game at LSU, and it's, oh, she doesn't have that kind of game. So she's going to struggle a little bit offensively, and she's a great passer. So she's going to be more of a Draymond Green. If she's going to be – if Caitlin Clark is Steph Curry, Angel Reese is Draymond Green. That's the kind of impact she's going to have on the WNBA. We're going to have these players that we care about, what they say, what they do. And if they can get a rival, if they can meet in the playoffs or if they're both star players and they can meet in the playoffs or at some point in time where, hey, we can push that. I mean, that's something the NBA doesn't have. The NBA doesn't have any rivalries like that right now. And the WNBA's got one built in if they could wind up playing at some point in the playoffs against each other.
Yeah, we certainly do that all the time, you know, when LeBron and Steph get together. It might be the last time these greats get to match up and we do all the promo. I guess we could talk about the Skyway like we do the, you know, going up and down the 5 between the Dodgers and the Angels. Mm-hmm. Skyway, yeah, sure. Between Illinois, sure. And Indiana, I-65. I don't know, whatever you want to do, those series. But I mean, they're in the Midwest. They'll see each other a bunch. It should be noted that in the draft, the Indiana Fever selected 3-point guards. So you got Caitlin Clark, Celeste Taylor from Ohio State, and then Leilani Correa from Florida. So, yeah, they'll have other people that'll distribute the ball to her as she works off screens. And Aaliyah Boston is there. You might remember her from, you know, winning the Rookie of the Year and being a big college star herself before going to Indiana. She sets one hell of a screen. I don't know if folks remember. So, yeah.
And I like how you went Troy McClure there. You might remember her from such awards as Rookie of the Year last year. And what kind of prop bet can I make on it?
Well, that's just it, right? Yeah. How many screens will she set in a game for Caitlin Clark?
I got a screen setting for Caitlin Clark in the first half.
All right,
the under is 76.
But she's from South Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know well coached by Dawn Staley, and they were a physical team. And she went into the WNBA and acquitted herself quite nicely. And she will be able to help the development of a young Caitlin Clark really fast. So those expecting or hoping for the demise will be greatly disappointed.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Like, I'm going to go running after the show. Come on.
Let's go.
Or you just eat a cheesesteak.
No.
My philosophy on running, Matt Damon at the end of Air. This is stupid. Why would anybody do this?
I envisioned you.
This is just dumb.
Knowing you for a decade, that was my first thought when I saw that. This could be Smith reenacting that if we did bits of movies.
This is just stupid.
Wearing all Jets gear.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now, we watched the Masters this weekend, or maybe you didn't watch the Masters, as Tiger Woods had the worst couple of rounds he's ever had in a major when he's made the cut, which is most of the time, and was out of contention very quickly. Look, Scottie Scheffler is one of the best golfers on the planet, right? And he's not to the point where it's him or the field, but he is the favorite. He's already the favorite for the next major. The golfers now, they're all very good. They're all better than they were 20 years ago. They all can hit the ball farther. They all have better games. They're all playing with better equipment. All of this is true. But golf has now officially gone back to what it was pre-Tiger Woods, and this was a niche sport that would gain attention a few times a year. The stars were a little bit bigger then than they were now because Greg Norman, Nick Faldo, these guys were a little bit bigger. Ernie Els winning a couple of tournaments, John Daly. The stars in golf in the early to mid-90s before Tiger Woods showed up in 96, they're a bit bigger than the golfers now, DeChambeau and John Rahm. Look, a lot of guys are playing on the LIV Tour that no one is watching and no one cares about. But it's now to that point where you realize that's where golf has gone, and golf has not been able to capitalize on the Tiger Woods era at all. It's been about him. It's still about him. When he's playing well, hey, people are watching. Hey, ESPN put out a big thing. Hey, we had pretty good ratings on Thursday, Friday. Yeah, Tiger Woods is playing well.
Tiger played really well.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about that so much.
Well, Thursday worked. Friday, he played 23 holes. Guess what happens?
Yeah. What did we tell you? We told you the first 2 days are okay, but when you don't play a lot of golf, it's the last couple of days that you can't. And we expected Tiger to fall off. I mean, not that much, but we told you he was going to fall off and wasn't going to win. But golf is where it is now, and it's even though it's back to where Tiger Woods, where it was before Tiger Woods, it's in a worse place because not only do you have the split in the sport of LIV golf and the tour, and the golfers don't like each other and they're sniping back and forth constantly, and there's talk that maybe now Rory McIlroy is going to join the LIV Tour for $800 million, some kind of crazy number like that. I'm like, how do they have this money? No one's watching. I don't understand how they still are pouring money into this LIV golf thing. But the PGA Tour is a shambles right now. And not only that, okay, you're back to where you were before Tiger Woods. You were a niche sport people paid attention to, but there's so much more to compete with now for your sports attention. It used to be, hey, in the midnight, all right, well, you know, four or five times a year, golf takes the forefront, and the majors, I understand that completely. But now it's, okay, well, yeah, you have golf, but we have the WNBA draft that people are spending attention on. We have the end of the regular season. We have the play-in games in the NBA. There is so much more that you are competing with, that golf is competing with over the course of of its run where, you know, it's going to get lost. And golf is slowly becoming sort of like the NHL, where it's like, okay, now we really have become a niche sport. We got to celebrate the nicheness of our sport because we're not getting anything back. That's where golf is right now.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the press release, as you said, right? It's a lot of Tiger, and people wanted to say, well, look, it's all the LIV guys back, and they're excited. There's this reconciliation. Like, all right, to a point, but trying to ignore the Tiger effect is just asinine, right? You're trying to add a narrative that doesn't exist, because as soon as he falls out of contention, it doesn't work. And Scheffler's a hell of a golfer. Right, already in the top six money-wise on the tour, gets his second green jacket. He's a guy, like I heard the conversation began, are we going to start talking about him against the field like we did with Tiger? Might be premature for that, but hell, if it's going to get people excitable, sure, why not? Because we either root for him to become that guy, or you're rooting against him. Right, mm-hmm. That's what happens when greatness ensues. Now, I haven't seen final ratings for Sunday, but I can't imagine that they were monstrous as things finished out. You had the Swede finish second in his first major, so that was kind of fun. But, you know, overall, yeah, you're trying to build on, you know, all these years of history, and you're still looking for that jumping off of how do you attract the casual fan. And it's just got to happen naturally because there's nothing you can do formulaic to make it go that way again.
Exit How About a Fresca, Exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Our Best Of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes. You miss any of our content tonight on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's there. The iHeartRadio app, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox. Mets, yo.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.